This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday, the 29th of September. It is 7:24, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Darby O'Neill. Darby is the principal at Sacred Heart School. Darby, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Darby.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Doing well.
Good. Well, how's the fall term going, at least at this point in time, from your eyes?
Pretty good. It's been a year. I joked a couple weeks ago that, you know, we've been here for, I think, 5 weeks now, but it feels significantly longer than that. Things are good and really kind of settling down. We were thrown a bit of a curve at the beginning of the year just with this Delta variant and some of the challenges that it brought that we weren't really anticipating, but fortunately we have a lot of plans in place from last year, so we were able to adjust pretty quickly and make it work. So it's been going pretty well though.
So Darby, did you have positive tests for COVID, students, staff, and some quarantine issues here this past month?
We did. We got we've had a number of positive tests, especially right at the beginning of the year. But one of the things that I keep telling our families, especially, is we've had positive tests, but we haven't had any issues of spread at the school. So we've had to have some quarantining, but we're masked up and we're making sure we're keeping our distance. So all those kids that have been considered close contacts, none of them have ended up coming down with COVID, thank God. And so we've been able to manage that way. And luckily we've got our COVID tests that we're able to do here on site. So that's enabled us to keep all those students who are quarantined in the building and able to come to school every day just by testing them in the morning. So we've definitely dealt with more issues of positive tests already this year than we did all of last year. But I think we've been able to manage it pretty well.
What are your protocols for folks that don't know?
So we do have a mask mandate for all staff and students inside the building. We make sure the kids are distanced, 3 feet in the classroom, 6 feet if they're unmasked. A lot of hand washing and really a lot of tracking too, just making sure we know who's kind of next to who so that we can track those close contacts and stuff like that. But as I said, we've had a handful of cases of students who have been positive at school, but we've managed to limit that spread. So,
again, Sacred Heart School Principal Darby O'Neill joining us on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE. We are live and local. It is 7:27, 68 degrees. Well, Darby, what about enrollment? How are your numbers looking this year?
We're okay. We're about pretty consistent with where we were last year. We've got we lost our largest class last year. Our fifth graders graduated, moved on to the middle school, but we brought in a kindergarten that was the same size as the outgoing fifth grade. So that's always a positive in our book. So we're doing well. We always want to get bigger and grow and be able to reach more families, but We're content with where we're at.
Darby, what's up ahead here as far as special events are concerned? You obviously got a big one coming up here this week, but what else have you got going on in the schedule here?
Yeah, that's right. We've got our Mexican supper this Friday, which we're very excited about. It's always kind of our marquee event during the year. But then beyond that, we're looking at when we get into October, our kids start preparing for All Saints Day, and we have a big All Saints Day festival on November 1st here at the school with with all the kids, and they dress up as their favorite saint and give presentations, and we do a lot of games and activities and stuff like that. And then after that, it's the Christmas season, and we'll have our Christmas Advent program that we do every year with the kids, singing some songs and doing some stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, as your flyer says, Darby, let's taco about the Sacred Heart Catholic School Mexican Supper.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about
coming
it, yeah.
up this Friday. So it is a drive-through event. So what are the specifics?
Yes. So drive-through only this year. Again, we we wanted to get in person, but just with COVID and the unknowns, we decided to keep to drive-through only again. But it's Friday night, beginning at 4:30 to 7:30, I believe. And I'm sure my Mexican supper chair is going to get mad at me if I mess up any of these details, but. Tickets are requested donation of $8. They can be purchased online through the school website at shsemporia.org, or they can be bought in person at our parish offices, or if you don't have tickets but Friday you decide you want some tacos, they can be purchased at the car line as well when you drive through. So we've got two soft tacos this year. We're not doing the fried tacos, so it's soft tacos. Which you know, we went back and forth. People liked last year. We didn't do the fried either, and people liked the soft tacos. And I like the soft tacos because you can get a little bit more meat in them, so they're
there
a little bit more
substantial.
So yep. Always good with that.
You're a nice pitch man. That's a great point to bring up, Darby.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, a side of rice and some chips and homemade salsa that the families, I believe, are working on today, cooking that up, and then desserts that are cooked here on site. So,
yeah, the hamburger cooking starts here soon too. So preparation has begun for the 48th annual. This certainly is not the first rodeo there for Sacred Heart and the Big Mexican Supper. 4:30 until 7 drive-through event. The parish hall at 106. Exchange. Well, Darby, hey, as always, we appreciate your time. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Darby.
You as well.
Yeah,
all
Sacred Heart Principal Darby O'Neill, Sacred Heart School Principal Darby O'Neill on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, we do have some slots next week, so give us a call at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Now, we'll go into public school mode here when it comes to our updates on with superintendents and building administrators Friday in the Newsmaker segment with USD 253 Emporia Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Emporia First Friday Art Walk organizer Kayla Mock, which means we'll talk about Friday's First Friday Art Walk coming up.
October edition. Yes, October edition.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 732, 69 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Join Advantage Metals Recycling for their Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be free hot dogs and chips while supplies last. Bring in your scrap metal to sell during the event and you'll be